Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'm a therapist.
And I'm Tyler, and I'm a patient.
We're going to talk about trauma, healing, and everything. Everything is traumatic.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good morning, good dusk, good dawn. Welcome to the fucking show. It's the podcast. You know the name. We're doing the thing. How you doing, Jeff?
You're awful, like, sort of loose with details there. Now nobody knows what time we're recording this.
Exactly.
I guess that's the point, right? Because they can listen to it at any time.
They can listen to it at any time. We don't know the time. We need to cover all our time bases.
Right. We are on Greenwich Mean Time, though. That's at the Ask to Ask Studios.
That's right.
It is Greenwich. Or is it Greenwich?
It's Newt Gingrich time.
Newt Gingrich time, which is about 200 years ago.
Yeah.
When women could not vote. When women were possessions and traded for donkeys. That is Newt Gingrich time.
Yep. And, you know, that time really hasn't changed. We're still trading women for donkeys.
We had made some progress, but they're clawing their way back. Everybody wants to go back to Newt Gingrich time.
And we're already there. We're here to tell you it sucks.
What if there was a beer named the Gingrich beer? Gingrich, what would it taste like?
Piss.
Would taste like maybe, well, beer tastes like piss.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it would taste like erectile dysfunction medication.
It would taste.
And shame. Hatred, self-loathing.
Oh, that tastes like ED medicine.
Yeah,
a hint of shame.
A tiny penis. It tastes like what it feels like to have a tiny, tiny penis.
Small dick energy in a can. I love Gingrich beer.
Open me up one of those Gingriches.
If you got the newt, we got the Gringe.
Yeah.
Gingrich beer.
Yeah, he's not aged well. I don't normally like to make fun of people's appearances, but he looks rough.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I think he's a good exception, right? Like, if they're bad people, you can make fun of their looks, right?
I'm just saying that he's not aged well. It might be the cocaine.
Oh, God.
And the hookers.
Oh, God. I mean, yeah, I guess he does. I don't know a whole lot about Newt Gingrich. I just know I don't like him.
Yeah. He's.
But
unless he wants to sponsor the show, and then we will change our tune.
this podcast is brought to you by Newt Gingrich.
We will sell out.
We'll go mute for Newt tonight.
All you got to do is give us enough money and we will totally sell out our values. It's the Hollywood dream.
Our morals have a price tag. Tonight, we're going to talk about pet peeves. Pet peeves tonight. We all got them. We all have things that we just kind of don't like and things that just kind of really irritate us.
And before we dive into the things that really irritate us, we need to shout out to our listeners. Definitely want to start with our queen, the person that aliens would believe was the queen of America if they ever listened to the podcast, Tiffy Stallsworth, just because we do it for her. The show is basically for her. And her family.
She's the one that's funding all this. So if you want someone to blame, it's Tiffy.
And because we ragged on him last week, let's call out Bing Fu. He is a great guy, actually. He's not that bad of a guy.
No,
he's pretty nice, actually.
We love Bing. So shout out to Bing. Yeah. I don't know if you listened to it. He didn't like mention it to us. So
I don't think he has time to listen to it with all his billboard appearances.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. But I mean, surely, I don't know. You're right. He probably doesn't have time. Let's see. Shout out to David. David Boyd in
Arkansas. That seems like a Vivian.
And Vivian, as always, you guys are really keeping the show going as well. So thank you. Thank you.
I think that Seth Young listens sometimes. Jacob Seth, Boyd may be listening.
Jacob. Thank you, guys. Rafi, you said. Les.
Oh, did he say he listened?
I thought you said, I thought you told me that Rafi listened.
I think maybe he did. We're going to be positive and think that Rafi is listening.
If he isn't listening, then that means...
That's a pet peeve.
You're lying to me, Jeff, and that's a pet peeve.
You don't like to be lied to?
I don't like to be lied to. Not about our listeners.
Our listeners are why we do this.
Yeah.
And our probation arrangement with the court. Those are both the reasons we do this show.
Yeah, we got into a heaping mess of trouble, and that's why they're like, you have to do... 420 episodes of a podcast. That's right. Everything is Dramatics going 420 episodes and stopping.
We're going to try to do 420. You know, I have a pet peeve.
What's your
pet peeve? Changed the logo and I had no input.
Oh, I haven't changed it yet.
No, I'm totally just ragging on you. Just to, you know, because violence sells. That's what people like.
They
like anger.
If I recall, I sent you the new logo, Jeff, and said, hey, what do you think about this for the new logo?
Yeah, I probably would had been like on an all-night bender when you threw that at me.
Because your message back was just the thumbs up emoji.
I think I must have been hacked at that time.
You see, Jeff, this is, like, why don't you ever call? You never text. You're always just sending thumbs up emojis.
It's always business with you. The only time we talk is business. You don't want to talk any other time. It's just all That's business.
Not true,
podcast.
Jeff.
Podcast. No, I'm just joshing you. You check in on me several times a week.
I don't know.
You're a very good human being.
Hey Jeff, how's it going? Oh, cool. So hey, when do you
you still want to do the podcast tonight?
When do you did you still want to record? I'm like texting you at 3 a.m.
You're very patient. Let's just say that, because I'm like always moving it. So I mean, you're an incredibly patient human being. Which is the opposite of a pet peeve. Yeah. It's a nice thing.
Well, you have to be understanding of everyone's time and consider, like, you know, you can make a plan to do something, but if you're not feeling it, like, I'm not going to feel comfortable making you do something, you know?
I'm trying to only move it one time though. I try not to cancel the second time.
That's true. That's very true. Like, you do still like stay committed to it, but I totally get it if you're having like a day that you're tired. You know, like you gotta be understanding.
You are very understanding. You know, one of my pet peeves, and this is not like an anger thing, but it's maybe somebody can let us know why this is. On the way home, there's like 400 Weigel stores, like they're about every 500 feet.
Mm-hmm.
At the exit I get off on, the gas price right now is $2.78.
Okay,
which is a nice price. It's a good price for gas. You go a little further, it's $3.20. You go a little further, it's $3.50. All Weigels, all within about a mile radius. That's a 70-cent swing on gas. And I don't understand, are they like calling each other up and like, well, they'll probably not more, this is where fewer people go, so we'll lower the price to get people to go there, and then more people go here. I don't understand how gas can be that variable and that small an area.
Is it like, when you say that it's a like further, is it, when it's further down, is it closer into the city or is it further away from the city?
That's a good point. Yeah, the closer you get to a more populated area, it gets more expensive.
Right, yeah, because I've noticed that too. If you're in downtown Knoxville or something, like gas is fucking way more expensive. But then
Yeah.
sometimes those little like run down gas stations that are in the middle of nowhere, they also get like fucking
Yeah.
pricey.
Yeah. It's an interesting phenomenon. It makes me think that gas, that it's really no value. I guess there's a minimum, like there's a low, but there is no top. And so it's just they're creating these numbers through some sort of formula.
Yeah.
And there's no continuity to it.
Nope. It's all just if they feel like charging the extra 20, 30 cents, they're like, hey, fucking tack that on. We're the only gas station
Yeah.
within like 10 miles.
Yeah.
Fuck
Well,
them,
so
they'll pay.
that's a very minor P. It's more of a misunderstanding.
Ooh, okay. You know what actually is a pet peeve of mine?
What?
Is when I actually do get the thumbs up emoji. I don't know what it is, but when I see the thumbs up emoji, I take it to be very condescending, even when I know it's probably genuine.
Have I really sent you the thumbs up emoji?
No, I don't think you have. I
I'm
just.
not much of a thumbs up emoji guy. I'm a more of a like a cool or sounds great or okay. And every now and then I've sent the thumbs up emoji by accident because sometimes on like a touch device you're just tapping and it sends the thumbs up. But I don't like it either.
No.
It's like a dismissal. It's like you didn't have enough time to type bye or yes or that sounds great.
Just thumbs up.
Thumbs up. It's the most it's the least amount of effort you could put into a response.
It really is. It's very much, it's the, yeah, I think that's what it is. It's just so dismissive. Like, 'cause you wouldn't do that in real life. You're not like, okay, with a thumbs up.
Yeah.
You only do that
Yeah,
when you're being condescending.
now I do some thumbs up in real life.
Well, that's different. Like it's easier to tell the context
Yeah,
and
I mean, but
meaning.
that's more effortful. It's actually something to sort of saying, yeah, that's very positive.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. You
Thumbs
know who
up.
created the thumb? Roger Ebert. Before Roger Ebert, we did not have thumbs, or we did
God.
not thumb up. It was only after the movie show
Yep.
Thumb Up that we actually learned that.
Yep, that was the Jeff fact of the week, folks. So
Yep.
go ahead and give him a round of applause
It's
there.
science. Look on Wikipedia.
Look it up. Yeah. So thumbs were not invented until Roger Ebert came along
Yes,
with
just
his.
dial it up. You have to type it all in just right, though,
Yeah.
or you won't. You know something that's not a pet peeve, but I bet a lot of people would say is a pet peeve. When you go to Wikipedia and they occasionally ask you for money,
Oh,
I'm
God.
all for that. I use Wikipedia a lot,
I do too.
and they ask for $3 or $3 to $5. Every now and then, I'll give them $3 to $5. It's worth it. It's worth it to me.
I've noticed when you don't donate, every time they ask you, the text screen gets like bigger and bigger with it. To where Wikipedia is just kind of like, look, man, I am not in a good place. The fucking wife is on my ass. I can't feed my kids. I need you to donate at least $3 to $5 to keep us going.
Know, they've stayed independent. They could have ads, but they're trying to stay independent.
Which is good. That's a good thing. Because ads are definitely a pet peeve.
Remember when Wikipedia, yeah, ads are, you know what? One of the major pet peeves, and we've talked about it before on other episodes, capitalism.
Capitalism.
Every single person, I mean, every single ad, every single thing is just trying to sell you product. And then sometimes they'll disguise it as, oh, we're for families, or we like racial diversity or whatever. But it's all about, we're just selling you something.
It's very true.
They don't care. All they want to do is sell their product.
Yep. And that's so crazy, yeah, because now companies have to have like a moral compass, or appear as if they have a moral compass, which is pretty funny.
Exxon, we will be global. We will be clean by 2050. Continue to buy our fuel that's destroying the planet.
Right? Apple.
Yeah.
We care about people. That's why we give. That's why we are an equal opportunity employment, parentheses, child labor.
And then the batteries, the places where the battery, the lithium or whatever is in those batteries, is just slave labor.
Yep. Chocolate, slave labor.
But you know what? As long as I have a phone that can add and subtract, I'm okay with children suffering. I mean...
Let's see, doing math by hand and with your brain and not using your phone, child.
Or do we torture children and take advantage of poverty?
Yeah.
So we can have an electronic calculator. Yeah, I like fast food. I mean, it's bad for you, but it's easy. It fills you up. Mm. It's got all the bad stuff in it. But it's just like, so all fast food is like frozen. So it's like I'm paying money to, I'm like saying, oh, I love, let's go to McDonald's tonight so I can get a frozen processed hamburger on a bun that is made of sugar and cheese, which doesn't even count as a food. Mm-hmm. That's good food.
Oh, that's it's good. Like, that's good shit.
it's just deep fried. Or you go like, Zaxby's actually sort of has salads and stuff, but I mean, everything's deep fried in fast food.
Hold on, Jeff.
It's frozen.
Jeff, I want to specify that Zaxby's, in fact, does not have salads. They have salads.
Yes, and that's clever by whoever marketed. Can you imagine the guy going, okay, so let's change the S to a Z, and then that they were billionaires.
Why is
they David, were billionaires? Mr. Zaxby became a billionaire.
Why does Mr. Zaxby sound like David Lynch?
Mr. Zaxby, you know,
this is a what if this S in salad was a Z?
You know, little known fact, and I'm we're given two facts tonight.
Oh, Jeff. Mr. Zaxby, double facts.
Mr. Zaxby is a chicken.
My, are you serious?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, he is angry. He lost the love of his life, and he has taken it out on all chickens, so he is an actual chicken.
Wow. I didn't realize that Zaxby's had such a dark lore to its
restaurant. It's very dark. Yeah, it's dark.
But man, their toast is good.
You know, Zaxby's there's different levels of fast food. I think Crystal is way towards the bottom, like as worst. Although I love those hamburgers. They're delicious.
Oh, yeah. Crystal, but that's like a Southern thing. Like, we like naturally love trashy food.
Yeah. So, like, Hardee's used to be better, but Hardee's is sort of at the bottom now. Mm. Chick-fil-A's closer to the top just because it's clean and they love the Lord. But it's a clean experience. It's just very expensive. McDonald's is pretty, I mean, I've never gotten sick eating at a McDonald's.
McDonald's is the Walmart of fast food.
That's a good way to put it. They should actually use that as their ad.
McDonald's, we're the Walmart of fast food.
You want food that won't make you sick? The store may be a little. I was at a McDonald's the other day, and all the little alarms were going off at the same time. You know, the fry alarms and the all the different alarms. They were all. It's like started with one, like beep 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 beep, and it was like By the end of my meal, there was like 14 alarms going off.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the Mick alarm was going off.
You know, to me, Applebee's is just fast food. Overpriced fast food, but they don't cook anything.
I don't know.
Like, I mean, I think everything comes in like a pouch that they just heat.
Yeah, but Applebee's, you can also get alcohol there. So I think that's what makes it a restaurant.
It's a step up. Yes, you can get totally blistered there.
You can get blistered and kistered and fistered and
bistered. Yeah. One of my, and I know, so it's like I've seen some Taco Bell things where like everything is either a powder or dehydrated, the beans or are dehydrated. You have to add hot water, everything. Mm-hmm. But Taco Bell is cheap and you can get, it's not, everything is not deep fried. Right. You can actually get like a veggie burrito or like a, they have like grilled chicken stuff. So it's not like, I don't know. I mean, it's probably really bad for you. But
I have a soft spot for Taco Bell. I think it's my favorite fast food joint, hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down. Taco Bell, sponsor us. Let us be your
fifth. You know, something else. Yeah, we need like unlimited. We need one of those taco cards where you're like the unlimited lifetime taco member or something. Where we just get free Taco Bell wherever we go.
Jeff, that would be amazing if I could get free Taco Bell for life. I mean, it would be a significantly shorter life, but I would love that.
Something that, again, and this is going a little weird. Something else that I think some people think is a pet peeve, I like. It's the little kiosk they have at fast food restaurants now. Uh-huh. I love it.
Yeah.
I love that. Why
are people upset about the kiosk?
I think they want to talk to somebody, and I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to anyone that is there at work. I mean, I would much rather just put my order in and get in, get out.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it's easy to substitute.
It's because so it's can't, like I feel like it's because they can't yell at a kiosk. You know, like
yeah, they can't yell, and I mean, so it's just so simple to substitute instead of saying. And people would think you're weird. It's like, I want this without that, without, you know, I want the beans off. I want this added. People are looking at you like you're a freak because it's just like, and they don't always get it right. But on the kiosk, you just do what you want and then it's just done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another shout out I want to do.
the kiosk.
the kiosk. No, the Taco Bell in Oak Ridge. There's two. The one that is not near the mall. They're awesome. It's a clean store. I go in, I go to the kiosk. The lady goes, are you going to get a drink? And I'm like, yep. And she has my drink ready. Mm-hmm. She's so polite. I mean, it's just like, I know that it's a hard job. And she's like, I go there maybe a couple times a month. She's always a ray of sunshine. Mm. She's awesome.
You know, Jeff, it's good that you brought in your food review this week as well. You brought in two facts, a food review. This is
yeah,
this is great content.
This is a banner night. And the food was, I mean, it's Taco Bell, but
the food was great because it was Taco Bell, Jeff.
Service was, I mean, it's just like, I'm just thinking like, if I owned this store, I'd give you a raise. You are a positive person. She's just nice to everybody.
She's just a great person. Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Taco Bell,
Taco Bell
cashier lady. Person. You're awesome.
Now, Jeff, you know, we're on the subject of pet peeves. Well, we're talking about fast food, but we're on the subject of pet peeves. I wonder, do you think there's any like actual psychology we could talk about why we have these very minute things that are so small we call them a pet, and instead of being like super angry at him, we call him a peeve?
I think that's a really good question. My guess would be that it's that different people have different peeves. So I think it's just going to be learned. There's and just our personalities, we're born with. Some people are just more, you know, more annoyed by certain things than others.
Yeah. Like, because I know a lot of like someone, I know a lot of people's like big pet peeve is like open mouth chewing, and that's like a sensory kind of thing. Like
yeah,
that noise kind of just like grates people's fucking chalkboard of a brain when they hear just the smacking lips and the chewing food. And
I bet it's just some of it could be like sensory things, like with ADHD or autism spectrum. But it may just be things we learn that are just bothersome to us. Mm-hmm. I don't like it when somebody orders and they say, I'm going to do the 2 cheeseburger meal. It's like, you're going to have sex with the cheeseburgers in your car? Is that what you're going to do?
I'm going to do...
I'll do that.
My pet peeve is when I go out to eat with someone at a Mexican restaurant and they like... Or I guess anywhere, and they like point at the menu,
like instead of trying to pronounce it.
Like they're giving their order and they're pointing like right at it, so the dumbass server knows that, like, honey, this is what I want. Like,
it's because they can't read. They're too stupid. They're too stupid to hear you. Obviously. So I try to pronounce the things. I'm not super good at some pronunciations. And I sometimes do point, but I'm not like doing it in a – I'm not trying to do it in a condescending way. Yeah. There's a little Mexican restaurant over here that's just awesome. Mexico Lindo.
We got another – wait, it's called Mexico Window?
Another review, man. Yeah.
It's called Mexico Window.
Mexico Lindo. Delicious.
Lindo. I'm sorry.
Lindo. And they've got $3.99 margaritas.
Sorry, I'm thinking about a Mexican window now.
Mexican. The Mexican window before the lynch hole.
It's located right by the Mexican window. Come on down to the lynch hole.
The lynch hole. It's interesting, the sauce. Oh, that is a pet peeve about Taco Bell. They have one sauce they put on almost everything. It's that Chipotle ranch shit.
Oh, I love the Chipotle ranch. Don't you dare.
I like it too, but I don't want it on everything. It's their only sauce.
It's like,
besides their enchilada sauce, but that's the only sauce.
The fucking,
and they put it on fucking everything.
The Chipotle ranch, Jeff, is the equivalent to shrimp sauce for Chinese and Japanese food.
Yeah, it's okay, but I don't want it on everything. And I had it on my, I forgot to take it off my veggie burrito the other day, and it's spicy. It's actually got a little spice to it.
Oh, I know.
And I just didn't want it.
Oh.
I just didn't want it in on that.
Oh, man. So you going vegetarian on us, Jeff?
You know, I'm actually thinking of trying to do fish and chicken.
Fish and chicken? No beef?
Yeah.
Is it because you heard about the mad cow that's spreading again?
Yes. no, I feel like our factory farming system is broken.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. A cow seems like a puppy, you know?
Yeah, they're adorable.
It's a sentient animal. And a pig is like super sentient.
Yeah, but they're so good.
Let me state it this way. If we had a humane farming system, I would not have any problem with meat. And I'm not going to stop eating meat because it's very difficult. If it was the old days where you had a farmer and he raised his cattle and he raised his pigs and then he slaughtered them and it was not on a scale of like whatever they kill, you know, those factory farms, it just ruins everything. And the meat is nasty.
Yeah.
They all got diseases.
Yeah, that's true. It is nasty, but God, I do love it.
I'm not sure even that Taco Bell meat is 100% meat. I think it's got some textured vegetable protein or something in it.
I'm okay with that.
Beef. Yeah. TVP's good.
Yeah.
It's like beef. You mix it up with chili, it just tastes exactly like whatever you mix it with.
Yeah, that's true.
Chickens are tortured too. I mean, the factory farm system is just horrific. You just have to not think about it.
I know. Factory farms, they're a pet peeve. Ugh. They just miff me.
Yeah.
I just get so miffed with them.
Everything is conglomerate. I mean, everything is just, you know, there's probably like 15 companies that own everything.
Yep.
You can find those things where it's like, oh, I'm going to choose something, but like, so I'm going to choose Tom's of Maine. Well, that belongs to a larger conglomerate now.
Yep.
You know, everything belongs. Yeah, Ben and Jerry's. Somebody bought it.
Oh, someone bought Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah.
Who, Disney?
Disney's a pet peeve.
Did they buy both Ben and Jerry?
I think they bought half of Jerry.
Not Jerry. Not the half of Jerry. Yeah, it's everything is owned. It's 15 companies that own 500 companies each, and everything is built and made to be streamlined and steamlined and creamlined and just
almost everything you drink.
Yep,
is Coca-Cola products.
Oh, it's Coke. Yeah,
it's or Pepsi, whatever. I mean, it's. Everything. It's, now, it's just they
pee. Sorry, I'm just trying to wake the people up and realize they're drinking pee, Jeff.
You know, if they would go back to Coke the way it was when it started, maybe we could get some stuff done.
Yeah.
Little codeine, little cocaine,
little
heroin.
A little of that. Yeah.
Just a tiny bit. Just the tiniest bit. We would be able to work our horrible jobs and we wouldn't care.
Yeah. And that, my friend, is definitely a pet peeve. The Coke not being in Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Add that to the list of peeves.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was created like as a medicinal thing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Can you imagine, like, in the 1900s, just being like, heroin is, like, in everything? It's just like you could do whatever you wanted to do. God, there were no rules.
Time. Yeah, what a time.
If you were white and male, you could do anything. Sort of like now.
Kind of like that. So has it really changed, Jeff? We just can't nod off in the street like we used to. And even then, we still can.
It's a little more difficult to get heroin.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true. But let's go a little further back in the 1800s. Mm. You just shot somebody if you didn't like them. You met in the square. You challenged them to a duel. The sheriff's there watching. Whoever draws first shoots the other one. There's no crime there. Nah, no harm done. Oh,
that's a pet peeve.
What?
Is when you have to go into the town square.
I mean, but it was simple. Like, you and I give you a thumbs up. You're offended by that. You challenge me to a duel. We go to the town square. One of us shoots the other one. One of us is dead, and the other one becomes the new sheriff.
I dare say, sir, you thumbs me up. Challenge thee to a duel.
I mean, that was a simpler time. You only lived to be 25 anyway because of the malaria or whatever.
Yeah. Now that's a pet peeve, catching malaria.
Malaria?
Yeah. Jeff, I want to pitch to you this new idea for a search engine. It's kind of like Ask Jeeves, but it's pet peeves.
Okay.
And you type in something to try and search for it, right? Like, say you wanted to look up best place to duel someone, right?
Right.
You type it in, and then pet peeves would just, like, try to piss you off and not give you a search. It would just pull up, like, fisting porn
block it.
block it to where the volume is just, like, super loud, so it's just, like, loud moaning.
So it would just destroy. It would just basically annoy. It starts sort of small and annoying, like a little glitch.
Mm.
And it would be like, I'm sorry, put that in again. And then it would just continue to do it until you
Yeah.
Felt like your only out was some kind of violence.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great idea, because it'd be like, best place to duel. And it's like, did you mean best place to fool? And it'd be like, did...
No, no, duel.
Did you mean fisting porn at full volume? Use your best searches.
Is there a specific site for fisting porn, or do you have to just dig for that?
No, I mean,
or is it just is it like 100% fisting, or is it like there's fisting mixed in with the other porn?
No, I mean, yeah, it's kind of what you just the latter.
Gotcha. But I bet you there's somewhere, if you dug deep enough, you'd find a site that's 100% fisting 24 hours a day.
Yeah, it's probably like Fist Hub or something.
Fist Hub.
Fist Hub.
You know, there's some pornography where it's about, instead of it being arousing, it's more about curiosity and almost just sort of like a Cirque du Soleil kind of acrobatic act. Mm-hmm. And fisting is one of those things where you're just like, you're pretty amazing. I applaud you. I applaud you for your ability to commit this act.
And that's a pet peeve. Having to get fisted at
Cheers
work.
To you, young lady or young man.
Yeah, we need to start treating them like veterans.
Yeah, I mean, they should get like a purple fist.
For your brave...
The purple fist award.
For your brave acts of duty. The purple fist medal.
Now, this is going to be, I mean, we've taken definitely a turn, but apparently the little poppers, the little popper things, you know, the little things that they sell that are supposed to be for like air guns or whatever, but people use them to like get high. It's supposed to make the fisting easier in some areas.
Oh, yeah, they did that in Pink Flamingos.
I don't recall that part.
It's during the birthday party. It's during the like the scene that no one talks about that they should talk about more.
I mean, I've tried to block out as much of that movie as I possibly can, but it still haunts me.
It's the singing butthole part.
Is that because of the whatever poppers?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We try to be educational at this show a little bit.
We definitely aim to educate, you know, and I know Jeff mentioned that we might have gotten off a topic a little bit, but I've been bringing it back around by saying that's a pet peeve.
You've been doing good. I remember what I wanted to talk about, but this is a peeve. Movie sequels.
Movie sequels. That's a pet
peeve. We do not need 10 Fast and Furious movies.
Nope.
I'm not sure we needed any of them.
No.
And I've seen almost all of them.
Well, that's why they keep making them.
But, you know, I mean, so like a trilogy such as the original Star Wars trilogy, those were needed, but you had about 2 years between each one. Mm-hmm. They were not flooding the market. It was just like, if I want to see another Star Wars thing, I've got to wait 2 years. So there was an excitement about it. And now you've got like movies coming out every like 3 weeks that are supposed to be the best movie ever or the sequel or whatever, or the reboot, the reimagination of.
Yep.
And it's just crap. Most of it's crap.
Jeff, I think I know why that is. I think it's because that the directors and actors, or the directors and writers, are not the ones that are in control of these movies anymore. Like, it's now the producers that are trying to, instead of like selling it on like, oh, this is going to be a fucking Tarantino picture, or, oh, hey, it's another Leonardo DiCaprio movie, it's now, hey, it's another Iron Man, hey, it's another Spider-Man, hey, it's a Star Wars, hey, kids, you remember Ghostbusters? Like, the product is now the way that movies are made now, it's like doing it in the least artistic way possible to tell the broadest story the cheapest way. It sucks.
Yeah. It's just a money grab.
Yep.
And it's not even, it doesn't even really work. The big movies lately have been failing.
Yeah.
And the littler movies have been, I guess Barbie was not a little movie, but I mean, it sort of felt like an independent movie.
Well, they definitely trusted Greta Gerwig with, is that how you pronounce her last name?
I don't know. That's pretty close.
It's close enough, right?
If you're listening, Greta, we're trying.
If you're listening, sponsor us, and I'll learn how to say your name right. they definitely trusted her more with that, and with doing that, you got a pretty neat fucking story that was essentially a long commercial, sure, but, and you know, that's the perfect example, because like right after Barbie like hit big and shit, they're like, now we're gonna do a bunch of movies about toys, and it's like, that's not,
we're the gonna right do lesson. Movie yeah. It's always like, oh, that's big, we'll just do something else, we'll just slap Mattel another Mattel kind of property and make another $1 billion.
Sock 'em Boppers, the movie, the existential story of why we bop and fight.
Rock 'em sock 'em. They took his neck and replaced it with a wire. And now he'll walk through the street and his head will pop up randomly. He's angry. There was a toy when I was little called Goodnip Goodnop.
Goodnip Goodnop?
Goodnip Goodnop.
What the hell is that?
It was, I don't even remember exactly what it was, but it was called Goodnip Goodnop. I'm not even sure how to pronounce it.
But what is
Goodnip? Oh, there it is. Goodnip Goodnop is a two-player plastic tabletop game consisting of sides and a top transparent rectangular enclosure containing six plastic balls. Goodnip Goodnop.
And that's a pet peeve. That's right. Goodnip Goodnop.
You don't like the sound of that?
That's a pet peeve right there. Two-player.
That was board somebody's.
Games? Oh, go ahead.
I'm just babbling now.
Yeah, we're just both word vomiting. You know, Jeff, I think we've aired out all of our pet peeves, right?
I think I've got about 1,000 more.
Oh, gonna
but
be
I, you know what? Episode. We could have a part two.
We're going to do a part two of pet peeves?
Sometime in the future. Because I'm sure something else is going to piss me off.
Oh, pet peeves part two. Still peeves.
Or maybe around the holidays we could do that.
We can do our airing of grievances.
Our airing of grievances and our feats of strength.
Our feats of strength. Oh, hey, wait, what is this? Are you sending me?
I'm sending you the Gnip Gnop picture. It's amazing what things stick in my head and how randomly they pop up.
Gnip Gnop. I was trying to look at it.
Gnip Gnop. From the people that brought you lawn darts.
Long darts. Gnip Gnop. The story of nipping and nopping.
Dude got killed by a lawn dart.
Oh, God.
You didn't know about that?
No. What?
They had these lawn darts that were just basically
javelins?
Dull darts that you'd throw, and some guy got it, went into his head and killed him.
Golly.
They're banned. Lawn darts or jarts. I don't know what they were called.
Jarts. Kind of like jorts. Yeah.
In the 70s, about 50% of the toys killed you.
Mm. That's how it built character.
Another 50% were fun.
Because they built character, right?
Yes. They put hair on your chest.
Put hair on your chest.
Yeah.
And speaking of...
Yes.
Oh,
hair?
Speaking of hair on your chest, I think this this has reached its logical conclusion. I think we got some pet peeves out of here. I got our pet peeves out.
If you are on the website or on our, if you are listening and you have a pet peeve, put it on our site or put it on Facebook or come to our home and solicit like you're selling knives door to door and tell us about your pet peeves.
Yeah, that's right. Tell us what is pet in your peeves and we'll be sure to talk about it throughout things. Jeff, you got any final thoughts?
I am just glad that you and I are friends and that we are doing this podcast and that I am grateful to our listeners. And there's a lot of crap going on in the world. So try to, I mean, it's important to be informed, but you got to take breaks and be silly and try to distract your brain from all the craziness about us.
Yeah, it's only getting worse from here. So try.
We're going downhill, man.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just try and enjoy what we have. Right? Yeah.
I think so. Take care of each other. Be kind.
Be kind. And from all of us here at Everything is Traumatic, I'm Tyler.
I'm Jeff.
Good evening, good morning, and good night.
Vietnam.
And as always, take care of yourself.